USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Investigators say there's no further threat to Nashville after an explosion rocked the downtown area early Christmas morning. Nashville Metro Police Chief John Drake says they had bomb dogs sweeping the city and haven't found anything else. FBI Special Agent in Charge Douglas Korneski adding,
"We've also increased our footprint to work as quickly but thoroughly as possible. Our investigative team is turning over every stone to make sure we know as many details as possible to answer the question of who is responsible for this and also to understand why did they do this."
Sweden is reporting its first COVID-19 case involving a more contagious new strain of the virus that's rapidly spread in Britain. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
President Trump unleashing on Twitter Saturday morning, sharing his thoughts on what he maintains was a stolen election. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, Mike Fortier has more on the story.
President Trump sending a series of tweets contesting the results of the election. He went after the FBI and the Justice Department, putting the word justice in quotes. He says they've done nothing about voter fraud, which he calls the biggest scam in our nation's history. He says they should be ashamed. Next, it was the Supreme Court's turn. Trump called the court totally incompetent and weak on the massive election fraud. He claimed to have absolute proof, but the Supreme Court doesn't want to see it. He then said there were millions and millions of corrupt mail-in ballots, and he compared our election to that of a third world country. He ended by tweeting the words fake president. Twitter flagged each of the tweets, saying this claim about election fraud is disputed.
Since no one matched all six numbers in Powerball on Saturday, tonight's Powerball drawing is worth an estimated $341 million. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With Senate control up for grabs in Georgia, many people are heading down to the state to get the vote out. Both Democrats and Republicans heading to the Peach State for the very important runoff elections, Republicans needing just one seat to hold on to their current majority. President Trump planning to visit Georgia the day before the January 5th Senate runoffs. As far as what is being done to ensure that every legal vote is counted in Georgia, Carl Rove with the Georgia Battleground Fund says there's a strong team made up on the ground to ensure every legal vote is counted.
They have re-engineered. They went back and with the help of the Republican Attorney General's Association, the Republican Association of Secretaries of State, they looked at every part of the get out of the voting apparatus in Georgia and re-engineered it and said, where are the weaknesses and what do we need to do in order to shore that up? For example, last week. In time for the early voting, the Republicans filed 4,000 poll watchers. That is more than any party, either party, has ever offered up for early voting poll watching, and not by a little, but by a factor of several multitudes. And those people are trained and being deployed, and then we'll have an even bigger operation for Election Day.
Rove speaking there on Fox News. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.